Baruch Abba, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, continue Pele Yoyitz, Shir number 219, the topic of Gezel. And we are focused here on the Oynish, the punishment, Leloive, Sheinim Eshalem, for the one who borrows, he doesn't return. And this is something that if a person is borrowing $1,000, $5,000, it's easy to remember you have to borrow. Usually it's a shtar, you write down something. Right. You know you borrowed money. We also want to discuss over here the person borrows a small amount of money. Right. And before we turn on the recording, we actually was mentioning Rechaim Volozhin's name. I want to tell you a mice. I want to tell you a mice who actually ties in. This mice ties into our topic here of Gezel. There were two bachrim, one deathly ill, and the other, his friend, who was escorting his deathly ill friend back home. They left the Volozhin Yeshiva. Chaim Volozhin, the Yeshiva, the Rebbe, told this healthy bacher to escort the other bacher home. As they were on their way home, they stopped by at an inn. They couldn't make the trip in one day's time. They had to sleep over. And they paid whatever they paid, but they didn't pay the full amount. The bacher, they still owed. They still owed the innkeeper. They continued their trip. The healthy bacher brought the bacher, unfortunately, who was not well, deathly ill, to his house. He was very sick. And then he turned around and went back to yeshiva.
Forgot about
it. A little while later, unfortunately, the bacher didn't survive.
Right.
Okay. Unfortunately, he didn't make it. I had to preface before I say the next sentence. Rav Chaim Volozhiner was a person who was able to connect to certain realms and parts of this world that were shaloi b'derech hateva. They were beyond the natural realms of the world. We walk on the ground. Rav Chaim Volozhiner was once walking, they said, on the roof of the yeshiva. He walked off the roof and walked back on the roof. Okay? I wasn't there, but this is Rav Chaim Volozhiner. Okay? On that, in a little introduction to the next sentence, I have to tell you, Rav Chaim Volozhiner's yeshiva was learning, as he set it up, to learn 24 hours a day. Right? We it's Erev Shabbos now. We said after we finished the Mishbrura Shir, we gave the Amud Yomi Shir. Before we stopped, we said, let's learn the Pele Yoyitz also. Then we get ready for Shabbos. Now, in Nefesh HaChaim, Rav Chaim Volozhiner writes, if there's Chas HaShom 1 millisecond without Limud HaTorah, the world will cease to exist. And that's why, in his yeshiva, he orchestrated it that the Zmanim were 24 hours a day.
Right.
Now, talking about Zmanim, he actually explains that's why one of the reasons why the we have in different time zones in the world, because when we're going to sleep, other people are waking up. They're going to learn. When they're going to sleep, we're waking up, we're learning. And people are sleeping, learning, and they're always learning. Baruch Hashem. Or else there's no energy to run the world, and the world will cease to exist. That's a reality, Rabbi Yisrael. So back to the story, the sentence I was about to say. Hopefully not too confused. Rav Chaim Volozhiner is walking in his yeshiva, in the Volozhin yeshiva, where my great-grandfather, Zechut Zaka Vracha, learned as well. And he sees the bacher who was nifter. Okay, let me repeat that. Not the bacher who was healthy and came back.
Right,
the bacher who was nifter comes to Rav Chaim Volozhiner, and Rav Chaim says to him, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? You don't belong here. You're not Bein HaChaim anymore. Now, for most people, if they would see something like that, they'd go out of their kelim. Okay, but like I told you, Rav Chaim Volozhiner was a different realm. Now, he said as follows. He said that on their way back to his house, they stopped at an inn. And they didn't pay the full price.
Right.
And they still owe the money. And when he was nifter in Shemayim, they rolled out the red carpet and the best band started playing the music. Tzadik Bolikan. A tzaddik is coming here. We don't know why things happen. We don't understand Hashem's ways. But in Shemayim, this bacher that was nifter came up to Shemayim, and they were saying, a tzaddik bolikan. But there's one problem. He can't come in because he didn't pay that innkeeper. He owes him the money. And he was given permission to come back to Rav Chaim Volozhiner to beg him to make sure the debt is paid. And then he'll be able to go up in the Shemayim and earn this reward that he deserved. That is the maisa I wanted to share with you about Gezel. As we're talking here on the topic of Gezel. Because if a person doesn't pay when he has to pay, it's called stealing, is it not? Umeid ani, now says the Pele Yoitz, Shehar be'anoshim re'isi she'osu kezeh v'niskayim be'en mikra she'kosuv oysher v'loi v'mishpat v'chatz yom av yazvenu uv'acharisoi yenovo. Says the Pele Yoitz, I have seen, made a lie, I made a knee, I can testify. I believe he's trustworthy. That many people attempted to amass wealth and live a life of riches and affluence, utilizing this approach that we've been discussing of the scoundrel that we spoke about yesterday, borrowing without ever intending to repay, taking more merchandise on credit, and then skipping town. When it's Kayim Behem HaKosuv, and the Pasuk in Yirmiyah says, we have a shir in Yirmiyah. You learn it in Sarim, it's a shir. Oise oisher v'loi b'mishpat. One who makes wealth, but it's loi b'mishpat. It's not an honest way. B'chatzi yom av yazvenu v'acharisa yenovo. His end will be considered, he's going to lose it all. Chatzi yom av yazvenu. In the middle of his days, it will leave him. The Pele Yoitz says, I've seen this happen. I've seen people become wealthy, but they didn't do it honestly. And then they lost it. Bazeh ve'iber zeh. This one comes and destroys that one. Milvad onshei ha'shomer lo ilo'ilam haba. And besides for the punishment that's waiting for them in the next world, they lose it here in this world as well. Rabbi Sai, the Pele Yoitz is talking to our generation as well. There's a Yetzirah. There's a Yetzirah. To make money. Not just to make money, to make a lot of money. To become very wealthy. And people think that sometimes in order to do this, they had to do it in ways, Shaloi b'mishpat, unjustly. Let us remind ourselves that if chas v'shalom a person takes that approach, the pasuk comes in Yirmiyah, and Yirmiyah the Navi is alive. Tzadikim says krim chayim, and the Navi Yirmiyah is telling us, don't even think for a half a second to do something like that. His end will be an abomination, will be disgrace. That's talking about losing it here in this world, not even referring to the punishment that's waiting for such a person in Olam Haba.